Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
All right, have we made it to Dragon Time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk. And Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 25-year-old Mitchell Deslatte of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Now, I'm not sure where he was driving to, but he was tired, and he didn't want to be behind the wheel anymore, so he pulled into a motel on the side of the road. He walked in, asked the clerk for a room. Now, the clerk, however, not a clerk. He was a state trooper.
Uh-oh.
Immediately, Mitchell asked if everything was okay at the motel. The trooper explained, everything's fine because you're not at a motel. You pulled into the state trooper station. And that's when Mitchell was arrested and charged with driving while intoxicated.
Jesus.
Yeah, he was hammered, had no idea, asked for a room, and they're like, this is too easy.
We have one for you.
He did get a room, so there's
Yeah,
that.
No doubt, right?
Yeah. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze, because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throhill, could you please start everyone out? Profile This is played.
Oh, I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. All right, our caller Gary has dropped off the line because Gary's a rat bastard. So, sorry, Gary. So you gentlemen will be competing, and today you have three categories to choose from. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have bite me, in other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, interior decorating, where you guessed the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
The classics.
Let's go interior decorating.
All right. Miles picks butt stuff. They say a man ended up needing something yanked out of his rectum after shoving. I love yanked out.
Yanked.
After shoving it in there to treat his hemorrhoids, that's according to him. The 51-year-old man rushed to the hospital early hours of the morning, confessing to medics that he, in fact, put the object inside his anus. In the company of his wife, he stated that he pushed it in 2 days before to treat his hemorrhoids. But surgeons tasked with retrieving the object found no evidence of the hemorrhoids. Let that sink in. The man then revealed that he tried to extract the foreign body using a screwdriver and a spoon.
God.
Initial attempts to remove it at the hospital also proved unsuccessful.
Holy cow.
The man, who was not identified, he stayed overnight at the hospital, allowing the team to work out a plan of attack. Asked to lay flat on his back with his legs in the air, surgeons, armed with, quote, sufficient lubrication, tried to pull the object out manually. However, they failed because the object was, quote, wider than the pelvic outlet.
Oh.
Left with no other option, the man's stomach had to be cut into to allow the team to get closer to the object, but they even failed at that. Surgeons then decided to, quote, carefully cut the object into three smaller pieces, using an electric drill inserted through his, quote, dilated anus. Side note, dilated anus, that's my wife's pet name for me.
Oh, no.
Hey, dilated anus, wanna Get Hot and Heavy later?
I saw them once at Lollapalooza.
Oh, Dilated Anus? Yeah, fantastic man.
Crushed. Did they use like one of those little eye-opener things like in that horror movie?
I truly do not know.
Daytime sets. He couldn't tell how dilated it was.
This is when you don't want to say, I'm a doctor on the plane. Anyway, and now the question is, what did this dude shove up his butt to treat the hemorrhoids that he didn't have? Was it a Barbie doll head? Was it a toothbrush? Was it a tennis ball or a lotion bottle? So a Barbie doll head, toothbrush, tennis ball, or lotion bottle. I'm treating my hemorrhoids. Sir, you don't have hemorrhoids.
So here's my thought process. Oh, I think he managed to work a tennis ball in there, but its material is a little too grippy. So that's why it was probably difficult to go in, but it sure as hell was difficult to come on out. And that's something that I think they could also cut into three different pieces. Maybe using a spoon and a drill to try to get it out. It all makes sense to me that this is a tennis ball.
A tennis ball. Okay.
I think, right, you said a toothbrush?
Yeah, Barbie doll head, toothbrush, tennis ball, or lotion bottle.
I think toothbrush, most of us have one that vibrates at some point. He doesn't have hemorrhoids. That was the excuse. He put a toothbrush up there trying to get some pleasure.
Relief.
I'm going to go with the motion lotion.
Oh, God.
What did he get stuck up there in the backside? Was it a Barbie doll head, a toothbrush, a tennis ball, or a lotion bottle? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Categories: interior decorating on profile. This man had to get something removed from his backside. He was trying to take care of hemorrhoids, which apparently he did not have. Doctors tried two or three different methods.
Or his method worked miraculously.
To extract this thing. Eventually, they did get it out after they basically put a drill in there and ripped it into three different pieces. They could pull it out individually. Or piece by piece. Question is, what was stuck? Was it a Barbie doll head, a toothbrush, a tennis ball, or a lotion bottle?
And gentlemen, that is a question that I posed to you. Let us start with D. Ted Smith. You believe that he put a toothbrush in his dilated anus?
I did.
Specifically, the vibrating kind that explains itself. That's not what was in his dilated anus.
Classic.
Miles Montgomery, you went with the motion lotion.
I did. Nope.
Yep. Also, not the motion lotion that leaves our very own Mike Hawk.
Show me tennis ball.
It is a tennis ball, bro.
No, it's for my hemorrhoids.
How?
Right.
Right. I know you can squeeze them down a bit, but it retakes its shape, which proved to be the problem.
Have you never used a tennis ball to get like a knot out of your shoulder or something like that?
Sure.
It's a very good massaging technique, yes. And it does help with a lot of common ailments.
I just never put it in my anus.
Meanwhile, his dog's like, where's my ball?
Oh, God.
His dog's probably thinks it's even better.
Now for all TV news all the time, it is time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
Armageddon.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today. You got the Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
You got Seth Meyers. Bill Maher. Weekend Update. Colbert. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
It's right there in the title. It's nice to have teams of talents and writers help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a the Ted Smith original?
Netflix is being criticized for implying that the Menendez brothers were incestuous in a new documentary. Said the brothers, we're just glad our parents aren't around to see this.
Ted?
SNL.
Yes, SNL.
A new Netflix show about convicted murderers Eric and Lau Menendez is being criticized for implying the brothers had an incestuous relationship. Said the brothers, we're just glad our parents aren't around to see this.
former President Trump is now selling gold watches, with some going up to $100,000, which leaves only one statement left. Your move, Democrats.
Myers.
Yeah, I'll say Smith.
Smith. Does Kamala even have a watch? An attorney for Sean Diddy Combs says that his client wants to testify, saying, "I don't know that I can keep him off the stand, because you can't hold a guy back wearing all that oil."
SNL?
Valid.
Weekend update.
An attorney for Diddy said that his client wants to testify at his trial, saying, "I don't know that I can keep him off the stand, because you can't hold a guy back wearing all that baby oil."
Someone has to explain to me the business model of the American drugstore. We'll sell drugs, but also alcohol, sweatpants, Halloween crap, and overpriced USB cords. We will only hire one employee to manage it all, who has to sell ice cream and take the passport photos.
Bill Maher.
Yeah, I'll say Bill Maher.
Yeah, it's Bill Maher.
Someone has to explain to me the business model of the American drugstore. We'll sell drugs, but also alcohol, sweatpants, Halloween crap, and overpriced USB cords. And yeah, we'll only hire one employee to manage it all, who also has to serve ice cream and take passport photos.
Sean Combs' defense attorney also argued that his client is not like R. Kelly. But I have to agree, Diddy is nothing like R. Kelly. I mean, R. Kelly songs are good.
Is that SNL?
Yes.
Sean Combs' defense attorney also argued that his client is not like R. Kelly. But I have to agree, it's true. Diddy is nothing like R. Kelly. I mean, R. Kelly's songs are good.
It's funny, I could watch, like I always watch Saturday Night Live, usually on Sunday afternoon. Sunday evening.
Yeah.
But I saw that joke last night. I was like, yeah, I'm going to have to read that one.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, that was probably the highlight of it. Now, the cold opening of SNL this week was pretty good, just because there was a lot of people there that aren't usually there. We knew Maya Rudolph was coming back to play Kamala Harris. Jim Gaffigan popped up to play Tim Walz, who's running with her, which makes sense because he has kind of a
goofy
Midwestern feel. Andy Samberg was on there to play Kamala's husband, Doug. And then Dana Carvey shuffled out to play Joe Biden. Thurl and I were just talking about this. I've seen a lot of Bidens, right? Like my guy Adam Ray does a pretty good Biden. But Dana Carvey's Biden was...
He crushed it.
Awesome.
He had a hard time keeping it together.
He was hilarious.
He was on fire. You knew it.
Yeah, and like I never even thought about Biden having like a catchphrase. Well, I'm serious, right? It was just like, all of a sudden I was like, God damn, that's good.
Oh yeah, that was real good.
Yeah, and like
he kind of specializes in the presidents too, though.
He does, like just the mannerisms and everything else.
Because he did
really,
both the Bushes, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah. He's been doing it that long.
Right, did he do Clinton at all?
He didn't do Clinton, but he was Ross Perot, I think, for a while,
yes,
too.
Like, he's good at that political one.
He is. I mean, look, Dana Carvey, to me, I'm always shocked he didn't become a bigger star. When you look at, like, some of the line. And he's had a bunch of movies and stuff. But, yeah, granted, he's probably at his prime SNL when I'm, like, old enough to finally start seeing some. It's like I always say, I was, as a kid, I couldn't fathom why Church Lady wasn't on every week. Because I didn't realize that it's like a skit show.
Right.
So it's not always the same thing. But, yeah, I'm with you, Mike. I think Dana
Carvey. At the same time, he's doing Wayne's World. I mean, they had some sketches that were just, I mean, that larger than life.
But he never launched. Like, everyone knows him from Wayne's World. You're glad he was in Wayne's World. You loved his character in Wayne's World. And Mike Myers went on to be massive.
I think by the time he got on my radar was when he did that movie, that Master of Disguise movie.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he had one good movie, too. I can't remember the name of it, where it's like, I almost want to say he's playing like he's involved in crime, like swindling people out of stuff or whatever. And like comes from like a bad family or whatever. It's kind of like makes you feel good in the end, but like that was a good movie too. But you're right. And credit to Mike Myers. Mike Myers got crazy famous between Shrek and
Austin Powers,
but then he kind of like dipped out too.
But I think with all that Shrek money, I mean seriously, like Eddie Murphy and Mike Myers, I think they make more money off of residuals from the Shrek movies than they did for anything else they've done I mean, by leaps and bounds.
And Mike Myers still has one of the most awkward TV moments of all time.
With Kanye West.
I mean, they're on national TV. Kanye West looks at the camera and says, President Bush hates black people. Like,
Mike Myers.
What is Mike Myers supposed to say to that?
You know, in Canada, we love everyone.
Yeah. Right.
Has anyone not had an awkward moment with Kanye West?
You know, that's a good point.
There's Taylor Swift, there's Mike Myers. I mean, you name it. Like, if dude shows up, even if you had a planned interview with him, but it's televised, at some point it's going to get weird. Because he's stupid and weird. I mean, you put those two things together, it's like, all right.
Well, and much like the Mike Myers situation on the other, he just kind of flies in there with whatever's on his head.
I'm not sure if they said, hey, we got a Kanye interview. Like, do we want to do it?
No.
I mean, the exposure would be good. But
Can we pre-record it?
Yeah, who knows what he's going to say?
You know, I would do it because I have very little respect for the man, but I find him entertaining. Because I do think he's, aside from being weird, I also think he's very, very stupid. So I do think there's some entertainment value. That it's like talking to Vince Neil. Mm-hmm. Not particularly weird, but like you're a douchebag, but you're also kind of stupid.
Yeah, and he does create good art, right? Like, music's, like, I loved his first few albums.
Sure.
Like, to his credit, I think those Yeezys are ugly, but Mayhem Bass sold. People love them.
Yeah.
He dresses like a Jawa.
Yeah, no. I mean, you know what you're getting if you're going to interview the guy. You can't act surprised.
Right?
Like, the brother came in dressed like a Jawa on, like, a unicycle.
Yeah, man.
Like, what did you think was going to happen?
He's, like, wearing red eyes. You're like, oh, look, it's a Jawa.
Yeah. I was like, come on.
Such an easy Halloween costume. It's right there for him.
Now, he's going to dress as a sexy nun.
Oh, no. Who knows? But yeah. Going back to SNL, it was very good to see Dana Carvey on there.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's good to bring all those people back, this and that. And look, frankly, after November, either way, they're not going to hear too much from Joe Biden. So, like, let's use Dana Carvey in that impression while we can.
Hell yeah.
Right. How are we doing there, Mike?
Oh, yeah, we're doing good.
All right. Let's see. The Rock, everybody knows Hot Ones, right? You go on there, you eat chicken wings and this and that. So they were, each one gets hotter and hotter.
That's all the one where Halle Berry dominated, right? Was she the one who just went in there and just
had
no
problem?
Yeah,
she just didn't flinch.
Okay.
Right. Really?
So Sean Evans says he's
too crazy to feel heat.
He's been trying to get The Rock on the show for years. He said they got close, and then The Rock came back. One time I got a note back that was like, would you be willing to do, instead of wings, grilled salmon strips? And in my head, I was like, that has to come from his mouth. He says, it's the closest we've gotten, and it fell through.
I've seen his cheat days. That's ridiculous. This is one thing. You're having a couple chicken wings. It ain't going to kill you.
No, I don't think he's in the heat.
The Rock does not strike me. But he was still going to do the heat. Yes,
but just on
salmon strips instead of chicken wings.
But the Rock is fine with hot sauce, but he doesn't do it on wings. The Rock likes salmon strips.
I was going to say, those cheat days, I think, are like 4 a year.
Okay.
Right. I mean, that guy is super strict.
Yeah.
I'm with you, though. It doesn't seem that crazy to have 8 chicken wings. But hey, look, I am not The Rock. All right, that guy's in a different sphere.
Just suck it up and have the doggone 8 wings.
What's going to happen to you, chicken wings?
Right. Is it really going to throw you up? You're on steroids as is, man. Is it really going to throw you off that much?
Next time we see him, he has a pot belly. Caesar ring.
Well, seriously, man.
Like, oh, damn, those rings.
He doesn't have hair. Where's the Caesar ring coming from?
That's why he doesn't want any chicken.
He just glued it on.
Some football from the weekend. Obviously, Friday night, went home, watched the Husky game at Rutgers. It is rare you see a team just have 200 more yards or whatever it was. They just dominated Rutgers, but had terrible penalties, had some bad mistakes, and they lose that game. That I will say this. Washington has – it was very frustrating to watch just because the, you know, coaching – I mean, to me, that part of that is just coaching, right?
Yes.
You got guys running on the field to celebrate too early, false starts, this and that. But with that said, the Husky program does have a ton of talent. That is a brand new coaching staff. So, I mean, I would think they'll get that ship kind of righted.
I think they will. They will.
And credit to Rutgers. What's his name's back there? Greg Schiano, right? So, like, they're playing hard again. I did laugh a little bit in the post game. Now, keep in mind, I am a University of Maryland fan from the beginning. So we joined with Rutgers, the Big Ten. So it was a little funny watching the postgame stuff when they were like, well, hey, it's a Big Ten opponent. I was like, yeah, it's Rutgers.
Right.
Like, I mean, it is. They've been in there for a while.
They're the Big East.
Right. But I get it. They are. Hey, that was the first road game. And credit to them. They had that place rocking and rolling, man.
Sure, man.
It was sold out. It was a blackout.
All due respect to that program. This has been 30-some years ago. But, I mean, it was a bye week for us. It was a bye week to play Rutgers. It was like,
Rutgers.
I mean,
nobody cared.
Sometimes they gave us Monday off, which they never did. Like, we just watched game film on Tuesday, then they jog through. It's Rutgers. It's like playing Temple, you know?
Yeah. I was going to say, of course, Maryland let me down. Saturday afternoon, man, shout out to Alabama and Georgia. That game, I wasn't even watching it, and then I turned it on. I was like, oh, it's still on. Georgia storms all the way back. Man. What, two plays? Alabama's like, nah, we're Alabama. And credit to DeBoer. He's still doing it down there. He just doesn't lose big games, whether he was at his first school or at Washington. Like, I don't know what that guy's doing. He's a
just
hell of
the national title.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's true. But, I mean, that guy is a hell of a coach. He's getting it done.
Now, I watched the first three quarters. And my son said, well, the score's a big enough deficit. Can we watch Avengers Endgame? I'm like, sure. Then I watched SportsCenter after the Avengers. God damn, dude! We just missed one of the most amazing fourth quarters.
I'm telling you, I hadn't seen hardly any of it. And then I was just like, I'll just see if it's still going on. Because I was like, I'll see what the Cougs are up to. And then I was like, holy yes, this is a good game.
Yeah, I watched most of it.
Big thing for you tonight.
What's going on?
I don't know, man. Another goddamn blackout. I'm worried about our Seahawks, Mike. But Monday Night Football, they're in Detroit. Detroit's wearing these black uniforms. It's going to be loud and ruckus. But the Seahawks traditionally do pretty well on a Monday night.
Let's go, baby.
So we'll see what happens, but I know everybody's fired up. People, I wonder if anybody can even hear my voice right now.
No one is listening. No one is listening to us.
Right? Anyhow, Monday Night Football, Seahawks and Lions. Go Hawks!
All right, thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Apparently in the Netherlands, they blindfold their kids and drop them off in the woods for the night. Meanwhile, if you're a zookeeper for lions, turns out you might not be all right. In Vermont, a tour bus gets stuck on a curvy mountain road. A model is catching heat for the sweater puppy she showed. And in Utah, Joseph Smith has turned into an Egyptian space monument. It's time for headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
At our top story, we go to the Netherlands, where their parenting style is just a little bit different from ours. There are several opportunities for kids in the country to take part in different camps, all with their own specific genres. You know, there's space camp, there's band camp, there's scout camp, all this stuff, right? Mm-hmm. But most take part in a beloved tradition known as droping. The kids are blindfolded, whisked away into the woods, and dropped in the middle of nowhere, tasked with finding their way out and back home.
What's the success rate on this?
That's the key.
That's the real question here.
There's actually several variables that come with this kind of ritual. Kids never know if they're by themselves or how many are in their group. Some groups are given a single flashlight and a map. Plenty have been dropped well after dark, but this task is designed to increase self-reliance within the kids, who sometimes have an adult within proximity to keep them from getting into too much trouble, but they never actually make any real contact.
Sure.
There was actually one such adult that told the media that he allowed them to walk in a circle for 5 hours until they finally figured out for themselves that they were about 650 feet from where they needed to be.
Okay.
Which, I mean,
if you have, you know, that kind of supervision going on, not that the kids know, I'm like, cool.
Right, well,
good.
And Miles and I both did the Order of the Arrow thing. His was a little bit more grueling than mine, where it was kind of the same vein where you are your own person out there. There's adults there to keep you from dying out
there.
Sure. But basically just that. You make your own food. You make your own fire. You make your own shelter. You find your own way out. It's up to you.
The key is to, once you establish a place to stay, to not leave that location if you don't have to. Because
absolutely.
You can't see at night. There's cliffs where we lived. I mean, you could just walk off the end of a mountain.
Sure.
So they're basically like, once you find shelter, man, wait till the daylight comes out so you see where you are.
Exactly.
You'll know some topography. You'll be able to kind of figure out how to get out.
Right. Right. Just keep yourself dry and warm for the night. And then figure it out in the morning.
Or be cold and wet, but it's up to you.
There you go. There you go. And you know what? I could drove on and on and on about all the bad stuff that's going on right now. But
thankfully, there's good news.
I'm just going to skip it all here because it's been a long time coming, and I've got some great personal news here, gentlemen. I'm going to harken all the way back to 2020 to bring the room down here just a little bit. Since the pandemic, my wife and I have moved 4 times in 4 years. 4 times in 4 years that we've put our life into boxes for one reason or another. The last two happening because the houses that we've rented were reclaimed from out from underneath us, and through no fault of their own. You know, the house that we got last first, the relationship broke up. He's a great dude. I'm still in contact with him. We talk all the time, and he needed the place back. His relationship fell through, and he needed the house back. The place after that, the guy rented it forever, and it was his time to sell it. He and his wife were pregnant, and so they were wanting to just rid themselves from being landlords, and they sold it out from underneath us. But that puts us out yet again. So this last time that we got the news that the place that we call home was being sold, I was put into contact with a wonderful human being. Thank you to our own Ted Smith, who bridged that gap. And in the months that followed, a lot of phone calls were made, a lot of stress was taken on, a lot of help was given so that my wife and I could officially end this string of wondering if we were going to be under the same roof for the next year. And I am happy to announce that she and I have officially bought and moved in a house together.
All right. Well, it's actually a shed. There you go. It's a work shed.
It's a work shed,
it's
right?
A work shed.
And the people whose property is on don't know they're staying there.
Tiny home. tiny home.
We got to trailer it in there. No, we officially have bought our own spot out there in Tacoma. I am stoked to no longer have to wonder if I'm going to, you know, keep it. I kept boxes, you know, first in the attic and then in the basement of these last two places that we were at because I just... And by the end of the year, I don't know if we're staying there anymore.
So I unpack it.
I am ready to burn all those boxes, man. I am done with it all, and I've got a lot of thank yous to make. First off, to Chad from CCH Inspections, who came over and did a very thorough investigation of the place and had a very detailed report of it when he came back.
But they do an amazing job.
They give you a booklet.
Mm-hmm. You know, based on everything about your house.
Absolutely, and he did just that, and he got in depth with it. And he was even I wasn't able to be there for a whole lot of the time because we had our world tour up there at Mike's, so I had to take off a little while into it, but he was showing me the house and he was telling me all these different things that I did not even know about mm-hmm. it, and so he was very in-depth. Again, Chad from CCH Inspections, I'd recommend him. He's fantastic.
You go, $500, and then you go like,
exactly.
This is going to save me money down the road.
No kidding. Todd Davidson and Angela from U Mortgage for putting the loan together, getting in touch with the right people. They took all of that on their shoulders. He had a short interview with me and my wife, figured out what we could get done, and then he took it there and took the rest. There was a handful of things. There was a lot of things that they needed from me and my wife.
It's amazing.
To filter on over there, but then they handled all the busy work that was over there. He kept it detailed. He kept me up to date on everything that was going on there. Actually had me go through
it. Because it's a pain in the ass.
Horribly
the
so.
The process, I mean, just like you said, the information they need from you, it's almost like, do you need stem cells? My
right.
God, man.
And even put me through a first-time homebuyer's course, which seems tedious.
Yeah.
And it was about a three-hour course to get...
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Apparently, in the Netherlands, they blindfold their kids and drop them off in the woods for the night. Meanwhile, if you're a zookeeper for lions, turns out you might not be all right. In Vermont, a tour bus gets stuck on a curvy mountain road. A model is catching heat for the sweater puppy she showed. And in Utah, Joseph Smith has turned into an Egyptian space monument. It's time for headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
At our top story, we go to the Netherlands, where their parenting style is just a little bit different from ours. There are several opportunities for kids in the country to take part in different camps, all with their own specific genres. You know, there's space camp, there's band camp, there's scout camp, all this stuff, right? Mm-hmm. But most take part in a beloved tradition known as droping. The kids are blindfolded, whisked away into the woods, and dropped in the middle of nowhere, tasked with finding their way out and back home.
What's the success rate on this?
That's the key.
That's the real question here.
There's actually several variables that come with this kind of ritual. Kids never know if they're by themselves or how many are in their group. Some groups are given a single flashlight and a map. Plenty have been dropped well after dark, but this task is designed to increase self-reliance within the kids, who sometimes have an adult within proximity to keep them from getting into too much trouble, but they never actually make any real contact.
Sure.
There was actually one such adult that told the media that he allowed them to walk in a circle for 5 hours until they finally figured out for themselves that they were about 650 feet from where they needed to be.
Okay.
Which, I mean...
If you have, you know, that kind of supervision going on, not that the kids know, I'm like, cool.
Right, well,
good.
And Miles and I both did the Order of the Arrow thing. His was a little bit more grueling than mine, where it was kind of the same vein where you are your own person out there. There's adults there to keep you from dying out
there.
Sure. But basically just that. You make your own food. You make your own fire. You make your own shelter. You find your own way out. It's up to you.
The key is to, once you establish a place to stay, to not leave that location if you don't have to. Because
absolutely.
You can't see at night. There's cliffs right. Where we lived. I mean, you could just walk off the end of a mountain.
Sure.
So they're basically like, once you find shelter, man, wait till the daylight comes out so you see where you are.
Exactly.
You'll know some topography. You'll be able to kind of figure out how to get out.
Right. Right. Just keep yourself dry and warm for the night. Yeah. And then figure it out in the morning.
Or be cold and wet, but it's up to you.
There you go, there you go. And you know what? I could drove on and on and on about all the bad stuff that's going on right now, but...
Thankfully, there's good news.
I'm just going to skip it all here because it's been a long time coming, and I've got some great personal news here, gentlemen. I'm going to harken all the way back to 2020 to bring the room down here just a little bit. Since the pandemic, my wife and I have moved 4 times in 4 years. 4 times in 4 years that we've put our life into boxes for one reason or another. The last two happening because the houses that we've rented were reclaimed from out from underneath us, and through no fault of their own. You know, the house that we got first, the relationship broke up. He's a great dude. I'm still in contact with him. We talk all the time, and he needed the place back. His relationship fell through, and he needed the house back. The place after that, the guy rented it forever, and it was his time to sell it. He and his wife were pregnant, and so they were wanting to just rid themselves from being landlords, and they sold it out from underneath us. But that puts us out yet again. So this last time that we got the news that the place that we call home was being sold, I was put into contact with a wonderful human being. Thank you to our own Ted Smith, who bridged that gap. And in the months that followed, a lot of phone calls were made, a lot of stress was taken on, a lot of help was given so that my wife and I could officially end this string of wondering if we were going to be under the same roof for the next year. And I am happy to announce that she and I have officially bought and moved in a house together.
All right. Well, it's actually a shed. There you go. It's a work shed.
It's a work shed,
it's
right?
A work shed.
And the people whose property is on don't know they're staying there.
Tiny home. tiny home.
We got to trailer it in there. No, we officially have bought our own spot out there in Tacoma. I am stoked to no longer have to wonder if I'm going to, you know, keep it. I kept boxes, you know, first in the attic and then in the basement of these last two places that we were at because I just... And by the end of the year, I don't know if we're staying there anymore.
Why unpack it?
I am ready to burn all those boxes, man. I am done with it all, and I've got a lot of thank yous to make. First off, to Chad from CCH Inspections, who came over and did a very thorough investigation of the place and had a very detailed report of it when he came back.
But they do an amazing job.
They give you
a booklet, on everything about your house.
Absolutely, and he did just that, and he got in depth with it. And he was even I wasn't able to be there for a whole lot of the time because we had our world tour up there at Mike's, so I had to take off a little while into it, but he was showing me the house and he was telling me all these different things that I did not even know about mm-hmm. it, and so he was very in-depth. Again, Chad from CCH Inspections, I'd recommend him. He's fantastic.
You go, $500, and then you go like, this is going to save me money down the road.
No kidding. Todd Davidson and Angela from U Mortgage for putting the loan together, getting in touch with the right people. They took all of that on their shoulders. He had a short interview with me and my wife, figured out what we could get done, and then he took it there and took the rest. There was a handful of things. There was a lot of things that they needed from me and my wife.
It's amazing.
To filter on over there, but then they handled all the busy work that was over there. He kept it detailed. He kept me up to date on everything that was going on there. Actually had me go through
a pain in the ass.
Horribly
the
so.
Process, I mean, just like you said, the information they need from you, it's almost like, do you need stem cells? My
right.
God, man.
And even put me through a first-time homebuyer's course, which seems tedious.
Yeah.
And it was about a 3-hour course to get through it all. But the amount that I learned actually increased my confidence in what I was doing. Because buying a house is scary as hell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a lot that you're putting down there. And that actually really, really helped me with my confidence level. So, Todd Davidson, Angela, U Mortgage, highly recommend them. If you want to know how to get in touch with them, shoot me an email. I would definitely do that. Josh and his crew, Jesse and Johnny from New Horizons Moving, who moved me on Saturday. I got up at like 6 o'clock in the morning, started doing a handful of little runovers to the house. They showed up at 9 a.m., great crew. They were fun. They were funny. They were chatting with me back and forth. They took great care of all my stuff.
Also, never mess with a mover.
No.
They can throw a couch in their back, man. You don't want to get into a bar fight.
No
with one
kidding,
of those guys,
dude.
Man.
And they made it look easy. I'm like, dude.
That's why they're scary.
Yes.
They don't grunt like we do.
Yeah. Right? They bring that truck over and it's like, I don't know, man. I got a lot of stuff. Is it all? Yes, it is all going to fit. We barely made a dent in that doggone truck. And they heaved that stuff upstairs and they broke their backs for me. I appreciate the living hell out of them. Josh and his crew from New Horizons Moving. Again, I'd recommend him every day of the week. But the biggest thank you that I got to give, besides to my grandmother and my dad who helped me out to get this done, is Katie Roth and Joe Butler of Spruce Home Group. If you want to get in touch with them, please, please, please let me know. I want to get you guys in good hands. These two took my wife and I by the hand, sat down, we had drinks several times. They are wonderful people, great people. Loved getting to know them throughout this process. I had actually been out to drinks with Joe once before. And that's kind of how this gap got bridged here, thanks to Ted. And they took care of everything. Every problem that I had, every question that I had, any concern that I had, they were there at a moment's notice to help me out. So if you're looking to buy, if you're on the fence, let me know. I'll put you into touch with them. They are wonderful people, and I highly recommend them if that's what you're looking to do. So I'm done.
Oh, congrats.
I'm finally in a dugout house, man.
That is awesome, bro.
And now.
Now you can hate being a homeowner.
That's right. Yeah. Men's Room Sports. The Mariners ended their season over the weekend by sending the Oakland A's into history books. With a sweeping loss here in Seattle, they swept them over the weekend. They end on a high note before looking to the next season. Well done, boys. We'll see you in 2025. Sports on the night. The Kraken preseason continues tonight at 6 over on Kong. There's Monday Night Football currently underway on ESPN as Tennessee and Miami go toe-to-toe.
And we know that's the game you're going to watch.
Yeah, exactly. I hope you guys, man. Who are you got?
That's
Miami,
right.
Miami, Tennessee.
Oh, yeah. And your Seattle Seahawks going to Detroit to take on the Lions in a primetime showdown. That game also underway over on ABC. And if you know that, you're not listening to this. As far as your weather, things will be cooling down to the high 40s tonight leading into tomorrow, where we can expect some morning sunshine with clouds moving in a little bit later. Whoopsie daisy. A little bit later into the evening. And that is it for your headlines. With that, go Hawks! Mike Hawk is out!
Thank you, sir. We'll see you next time. Return to sit and spin 10 other songs from one-hit wonder bands.
Yes,
lovely
indeed.
Jolene's up next.
It's all true, but in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.